Mr. Gimel, now we're going to start defining exactly what makes a Korah a Korah. So, before you ask any questions, we're talking about the Korah, which you pretty much, loosely speaking, never see today. I mean, if you saw one, great. But the stuff that you see around town, the strings, are the Tzuros HaPesachs that are being set up, Tzuros HaPesach, that are being set up around town. And therefore, this isn't a din in those strings. That's what was bogging people down yesterday. I don't think the strings being fat or thin, right? They're not, because the point is that the string is just for the mashkof, the lintel, the top part of the Tzuros HaPesach. We're not talking about not Tzuros HaPesach, we're talking about a korah entrance to the Mavi, which has to be like there as a marker, saying the Mavi's now over. That being the case, it needs to be substantial. It's not a halachic, it's like a, if we could so to speak say, it's not a legalism, as opposed to these machitzas and the Tzuros HaPesach. It's like a, to, if you excuse the question, it's a psychological issue, not like a legal issue. In other words, at what point will people notice this thing and say, oh, this is substantial, I see it there, this is where the Mavi comes to an end, it's a structural ending of one zone entering a new zone. So that needs like, it's sort of a psychological assessment, not just like not a legal one.
So does this have to happen with lechel? Is it talking about
with accompanied by lechi? Well, that would be the machlokas, because Beis Shammai says you don't need a lechi, right? I'm sorry, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you don't need a lechi. A korah will do. But everyone agrees, whatever, when you're using a korah, whether it's required with a lechi to accompany it or not, either way, what makes a korah a kosher korah? So now, rechava, it has to be so wide, kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be big enough that it can hold an ariach. An ariach means a half of a standard size brick. The standard bricks in Chazal's time were 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. It's called 12 inches on the side, okay? Not unlike standard floor tiles in America, 30 centimeters, 12 inches on the side. And here, I think they also are either, they're different size. They're 20 centimeters, they're 30 centimeters, they're 66 centimeters, I know. But the point is, it's standard. You can look at any floor with has square tiles, and you can say, right away, if you've done it once, you can say, you can measure the size of the room by counting the tiles, because there's a standard size for tiles. Same thing in Chazal's time, the bricks came of a standard size, but there were two standard. There was the full levena size. You don't see the word here, levena, here yet. Levena means a brick, 12 by 12 inches, so to speak. It's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. And the half brick, which was 3 tefachim on one side, and 1.5 tefachim on the other side. Okay, 1.5 tefachim, roughly 6 inches. Now, so we're saying that the thickness of the beam that's acting as your korah, which of course in length is going to span the full entrance to the mavi, but in thickness it has to be big enough that you can balance a levena on it. Now, balance an ariach on it, excuse me. Not very thick. The Gemara says that exact point. It says even though the ariach is 1.5 tefachim across, and in a tefach there are 4 etzbos, right? A tefach is like a hand's breadth, so there's essentially 4 fingers width in a tefach.
1.5 inches.
Right? So it's really 4 thumbs. Whatever. What is 4 fingers thickness? So then, if you have 1.5, you get up to 6 fingers thickness, of course. And the Gemara says you can easily balance a 6-finger-wide brick on a 4-finger-wide beam, letting 1 finger width, like call it an inch or whatever, on each side extend. So therefore, the din is, despite this strange expression, that the width of the korah needs to be 1 tefach across. Now the reason why we didn't use it, make this much more simpler and say make it be a tefach across, is we'll see in a second in the next Mishnah that there's a question about whether it has to be actually substantial enough to really hold the ariach also, or just simply it's illusion of will styrofoam do, as long as it's big enough to be seen. But here the point is, as long as it's rechava kedei lekabel ariach, it's thick enough that it looks like it could hold a half brick. So that makes it look substantial, the kind of thing you, so to speak, be building upon. And Rashi describes it as, it has to be like ki'ilu livnos ala banu. They built it there for the sake of, that korah there is structural. It's part of it's where the mavui ends, you know, it's like the arc, so to speak, at the end of the mavui, and it's permanent and it's in nature, and therefore you see that's the end of the line, and beyond that is a different zone. So now, the Mishnah defines everything we said outside. V'ariach, how big is the ariach? That's chatzi levena, it's half the size of a standard brick. Shel shlosha tefachim, and the standard brick is 3 tefachim on the side. So daya, it's enough lakora for the beam, shetehei rechava tefach, that its width be simply 1 tefach across, kedei lekabel ariach la'arko, so that it can hold an ariach by its... Now, arko means length, so some change the girsa to say rachbo, but don't... That's neither here nor there. It's a technical gear set, but there's no... Everyone agrees the pshat is one pshat, that it's if it's a tefach wide, it can hold a tefach and a half wide brick. That's Mishnah Gimel.